Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Adam Mendelsohn, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
A great pleasure. So tell us about the study.
So it's a project which was commissioned by and then overseen by the Konrad Adenauer Foundation, their Africa media arm, mm-hmm. and Media Africa arm, and also in collaboration with the Joburg Holocaust and Genocide Center. And it came out of a concerns which I think certainly not distinct to them, things which are very apparent to anyone who pays any attention to social media, which is the virulence and the extraordinary ubiquity of racism, xenophobia, and anti-Semitism online on different platforms. And it was a study intended to try and understand what's actually going on social media.
And was this global, or social media is global, but was the focus South Africa or around the world?
So very much focused on South Africa, trying to understand what's going on, how distinct the issues we have in South Africa are when it comes to social media. So we'll see, we can discuss this, there's a particular flavor when it comes to racism online on social media in South Africa. So we looked at Facebook, we looked at Twitter, and to some extent we looked at TikTok as well.
Oh, that's interesting. So what were the findings?
So not a pretty picture at all, and quite elaborate findings. So we released a report a couple of days ago. It's a very extensive report, and with a whole range of policy recommendations and also finding dynamics which point to deep problems, both in terms of how the social media platforms are really, I think, failing in their duty to intervene in such substantive ways, but then also findings about how savvy those who engage in hate speech often are, that they've worked out how to evade content moderation. They often use vernacular languages. They're clearly a step ahead of the very flat-footed social media platforms.
Which is interesting, because I know that when I've often been attacked, and I see this more on the right side of anti-Semitism versus left, there's all often substitute words that are used. There's almost like another language that I haven't really understood. I can't think of things right now, but there'll be many words used for Jew, mm-hmm. and you understand very clearly that's what they mean, but they aren't commonly used words, or maybe they are within that environment. Is that what you're referring to?
So I think there is a internal set of terms which are used by hate speech, by those engaged in hate speech, and a lot of this is very international, sort of drawing on a repertoire of terms which local haters are imbibing and are sharing internationally as well. So there is that element. But then at the same time, the algorithms which the platforms use are often, again, searching for particular terms. And if you can use alternative language, which is, again, clear to humans, clear to people who are sensitive to these things, you can get away with it. You can say things which are clearly hate speech, often violent as well, because the platforms have underinvested in using human moderators, using people to do this. And often the moderators that they have are not based locally. They're people who, again, are not...
So they won't actually understand the nuance and the language used.
Absolutely. Or Jews, or in fact, again, we the study was very much focused both on anti-Semitism, but also racism and xenophobia, and it was sort of clear that, A, there's a convergence between sort of radical right and radical left when it comes to particular topics like xenophobia, but you can easily use terminology which we would understand to be hate, and the algorithm's not picking this up.
Yeah. So let's talk specifically about anti-Semitism in South Africa. How much of a problem is it online here?
And clearly it's a major issue. Mm. And this is a half but, you might say. The algorithms seem to be slightly better when it comes to detecting anti-Semitism. That the situation I think is slightly better when it comes to racism and xenophobia. This is also because of the, I think, very considerable efforts of the World Deputies and others in terms of mobilizing and pressuring the platforms to take anti-Semitism seriously. So I think that comes out of that as well. But yes, and again, it'll be news to no one that particularly when there are flare-ups in the Middle East or elsewhere that there's plenty of anti-Semitism to be found. But again, it seems to be that the sort of language which is used when it comes to anti-Semitism is not particularly distinctly South African. That here, that the repertoire is familiar, would be familiar to in the United States or elsewhere. But yes, without doubt, there's a sort of an ugly picture. But the platform seems to be slightly better prepared to deal with it. Again, because of there's been effort to force them to do this. But again, much more could be done when it comes to anti-Semitism. But just another point about this, what we were very, very struck by is how obsessed social media users in South Africa are about Nazism and Hitler. The number of times that there's this ready resort to Nazi analogies, to Hitler analogies, and so even in some cases this wasn't anti-Semitic in any way. But again, there's a clear demonstration that Holocaust, Nazism, Jews are on the mind in some ways of South Africans.
That's interesting, especially given our numbers. You know, is there an understanding of how low our numbers are? You know, if you have to look at our presence and the number of times we're mentioned on social media in South Africa, does that correlate at all with our numbers?
I mean, certainly not. I mean, and it's both, I anecdotally, whenever I, teach a class at the University of Cape Town, otherwise I sort of ask this question about how many Jews in South Africa, and there's some wildly overinflated estimates. Likewise, we've actually asked this precise question on surveys we've done more broadly in South African society, and there really isn't a sense of how many Jews there are. Often the estimates are sort of half a million, a million Jews in South Africa, etc. And again, I'm just thinking back to a study we did now a few years ago, asking particularly Black South Africans about their impressions of Jews, and a real array of ideas about Jews which are out there, but mainly sort of rooted in a lack of familiarity with Jews, and a mix of ideas, both positive and negative ideas in circulation.
Yeah, very, very interesting. We don't have a lot of time, but I just wanted to hear about xenophobia. How big a problem is this?
Tremendously problematic. So it's one of the interesting cases we looked at, both the radical right and the radical left. And there's a real convergence around xenophobia. The one thing they seemingly can agree on is sort of hatred and vitriol when it comes to particularly African foreigners. And again, we were a bit of ahead of the game when it came to looking at xenophobia, because we did this research now over the last couple of years. We looked at what then was an emergent group, what became Operation Dudula, and we saw the seepage in real time between online activism and real life violence. So again, it's very, very worrying, given the, as I said, how pervasive this xenophobic language is online, and also how it seems to be a rare area of agreement, with the social media users. The problem is that so much traffic is driven around these areas as well. This attracts attention, attracts energy, etc.